Hi, my name is Jennifer Hancock. I'm the founder of Humanist Learning Systems and the author of several books about humanism. And today I want to talk about humanism and other cultures. We live in an increasingly interconnected world. You can't just live within your tribe anymore. We live in a global community, and that global community comes with other cultures and people who are different from us. And yet they're still human. They're still human. So let's talk about how we can help ourselves adjust so that we can recognize the humanity of others. And we may not be living in a, you know, shiny, happy people living in a humanist paradise yet, but we are making progress. And that progress requires us to reach out to other people and to integrate our cultures with theirs. Not the bad stuff, obviously, but the good stuff. Let's take the good that everybody's developed and share it. So what makes it difficult for us to acclimate to other cultures? Well, humans are tribal animals. We are an evolved species, and our evolution has us in tribes. We have a family unit that's an extended family unit, so that we're not inbreeding, right? And that tribe is our family. And if we leave the tribe, we could die. Like if we go back to hunter-gatherer times, if we leave the tribe, we could die. Other tribes might be trying to steal from us. They represent danger. So as humans, we've evolved to be very insular to our tribe. And that makes it very difficult when we see someone who's other, who's different from us, whose culture, maybe their clothes or their hair or their skin color or whatever it is, if it doesn't look like us, we instinctually respond to that with some fear. And what humanism teaches us to do is to look past our own fear and our own insecurity and to actively look for the human behind the differences, because there's always a human behind the differences, because we're all human and we all have evolved the same emotional toolkit. We all have evolved the same instinctual behaviors. What I want you to do when you find yourself uncomfortable around someone who's different from you, look for the commonalities in your culture. Remind yourself, this is a human. They're just like me. Bring them into your human tribe, and then look for the commonalities that you might have. I went to school in Hawaii, and Hawaii's a melting place of cultures. And one of the ways the comedians help us adjust to those differences is through mama jokes. They talk about their own mamas and how their mamas treated them. And there's a universality to how moms act around the world and in different cultures. And what happens is that you can see yourself in this other culture. You can see the commonality through those jokes. And that really helps us recognize the common culture. We all have mothers. We all have fathers. We all have family lives. We all had to grow up. And so if you look for that, if you step back from your own fear and your own insecurities and your own and you look for those commonalities, you will find them, because the other person is human too, regardless of what their religion is, regardless of what part of the world they come from, regardless of what they're wearing, there's a common culture there. And part of that common culture actually is ethics. And people have a really hard time recognizing this, because a lot of people think that their ethics come from their religion. And how can we have common ethics if our religions are all different? But we do. Studies on global ethics show that doesn't matter where you grew up, it doesn't matter what your religion is or isn't. In the case of me, we all share a common value system. And that value system is based on compassion and justice and ethics and personal responsibility. Name the values that you have as a human being, and you share those with other people. And you can use that common human morality or humanism to help you look past the differences to the commonalities, so that we can overcome the biases we have and start treating people as the individuals they are. I also want to talk about the concept of tolerance and acceptance. When we tolerate something, we don't like it, but we tolerate it. When we accept something, it's not about the good or bad judgment isn't there. We accept them. And this is really important when we talk about humans. Because the human as an individual needs to be accepted for who they are on their terms. Now, you might not like it. You might not want to tolerate some of their behavior, but the human behind that behavior needs to be accepted. So we're going to separate out the individual from their behavior so we can see them as an individual. That doesn't mean we tolerate their behavior, but we still need to recognize them as human. Now, Christians will say, "Love, hate the sin, love the sinner," which is not really possible. This is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is if you're coming up with someone who's got a different culture and you're struggling with it, you're not going to change them by not tolerating them. They have a right to their culture. They have a right to their beliefs. They have a right to be different from you. That's what I'm talking about. That's the acceptance part of it, is the respect and dignity of the individual human. Now, there are limitations to this, and I will tell you that I am tolerant of everything except intolerance. I am not tolerant of intolerance. So there's a limit to everything, and that is if the other person is doing things to harm someone else, that can't be tolerated because that infringes on someone else's right. Your rights end at someone else's rights. You don't get to infringe on their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You just don't. So there's a limit to our acceptance of other people's behaviors if those behaviors cause harm to other people. And this is a contradiction. I understand that. But just because we are accepting doesn't mean we are going to tolerate certain behaviors if those behaviors are harmful to other people. Let's apply this at home and abroad. Most of us live in fairly homogenous communities. I chose a community to live in that was not homogenous on purpose because I don't want to insulate myself from other people who are different from me. I want to engage fully with the world. And this is a good thing. And so if you're having trouble with this, start small. Start by reaching out and looking, trying to remind yourself that people who are different from you are not so different. After all, they're still human. And exercise your acceptance and see where that takes you. And think of acceptance as compassion. This person's human. I'm going to accept them as human. Yes, they're different from me, but that doesn't necessarily make them bad. I'm going to judge them by their behavior, not by their looks. When we extend our tribe from our tribe to our community to the state to the nation, the next logical extension of that is to the world at large, to all the humans on the planet. And this is where humanism takes you. You stop focusing on the differences and you start focusing on the commonalities and you start judging people not by how they're different, but by how they're the same. And instead of judging people as different because they're wearing weird clothes, you look at their behavior. And their behavior is either good or it's bad, and that's how you judge them, you lose a lot of the fear that you might have in this world. That people scaring you might not be scaring you because there's anything wrong with them. It might be your fear of them. And then once you look at them as human, you lose that fear. And that happens all the time. And that's one of the benefits of taking a humanist approach, because you do lose that fear. It's not that you're going to tolerate bad behavior. It's that you can more easily see the bad behavior because it sticks out like a sore thumb. It's not everybody. It's really rare, actually. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to start, when you find yourself instinctually withdrawing from someone, ask yourself why. Why am I withdrawing? And are they fully human? If they are, look for the common culture, look for the common values, and then look at their behavior and see whether or not their behavior justifies your fear or not. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. And that's a great thing to learn, which is why humanism helps you be less afraid of your fellow humans. If you want to learn more about humanism, I have a book called The Handy Humanism Handbook that's really helpful. It's a very short 72-page book. It's an overview of the philosophy through history and our values and so forth. And I think you'll find it very helpful. Thanks so much.